Welcome to The Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today, I wanted to talk about desire, a topic that's been covered by many of these New Thought authors. We're going to focus on a discussion by Anthony Norvell. I have some great episodes by Anthony Norvell. Love how he teaches. And in this one, he calls desire the master key that opens doors to metaphysical miracles. A lot of spiritual teachings will say that desire is bad, that you should resist desire, but you always have desire, and I strongly believe desire is a signal that something is possible and available to you, that it already exists, that if you are desiring something, that means that there is some reality where you have it. That may be hard to believe, but it is a guiding force. It has power. And when you look back at the things you really, really desired, a lot of them you did get, you may have regretted it afterwards. But it really is the key to getting what you want. You can really try to create your reality in certain ways, but if it's something that you don't really desire, there's a part of you that may stop it from happening. So let's listen to Anthony Norvell, the master, explain the master key that opens doors to metaphysical miracles. There is a master key, which you may use to open miraculous doors to the secrets of the entire universe. This key is desire. In metaphysics, we call desire the divine emotion, for it is the master key which the Creator used to evolve the entire universe. When everything was created, God placed the divine emotion into all living creatures, and it serves as the motivating power that stirs all things into creative action. It is the desire to get out of that egg which causes the chick to begin to peck his way out of his prison. If this desire were not inborn, he would never know the breath of life. It is your desire for life that keeps the life force pumping through your body, propelled by your heart and glands. It is your desire for success that drives you on and gives you the motivation to seek out the means for making a fortune. It is the desire for happiness that causes people to overcome all kinds of discouraging obstacles and strive to achieve this desirable goal. This one master key alone can help you unlock doors to the mysteries of the universe. The Master Jesus knew of this master key principle. He said, "Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." There is a metaphysical miracle in this great spiritual formula, which can help you unlock the doors to the invisible treasures of the universe. Do you recall the story of Alibaba and the fairy tale? Before the door to the hidden treasures would open for him, he had to first learn the magic word. When he said the magic word, the door swung open and he found unlimited wealth. The magic word ask. Now let us analyze the metaphysical principle involved in the words ask, seek, knock. The first letters of these three words spell ask. You can only ask for something that you desire first. This is the beginning of creating any kind of miracle. You must use the master key of desire before you can motivate the invisible forces of cosmic power, which work through your divine mind. Your mortal mind asks, and the higher divine mind within you answers. It knows all the secrets of the universe. It is the divine power which formed your body in 9 short months' time. If you are sick, isn't it natural to go to the master physician within, who knows all the chemicals and elements from which your body was created? The miracle of healing through desire. If you want a miracle of healing, isn't it logical that the mastermind that rules the entire universe should know how to bring the miracle of health? Think of the mystery of your heart alone, that little organ about as big as your fist, which pumps night and day, sending your bloodstream throughout your entire body, carrying the impurities to the kidneys, then pumping fresh, clean blood with its load of life-giving oxygen once again to your cells. Think of the miracle of your digestion, solid food is broken up into liquids that are easily assimilated by the process known as osmosis through the walls of your intestines. The bloodstream is then able to carry the necessary nourishment to all parts of your body. As if this weren't enough of a miracle, think of the even greater miracle when your body sends out a cell to the bloodstream for a particle of iron, or magnesium, or sodium, and the blood brings that element or mineral to the exact place where it is needed, be it in a brain cell or in a toenail. It is the master key of desire at work in your body and brain cells which makes possible this great miracle of life and of healing. Desire as a dominant and divine emotion. Desire is a powerful emotion within your brain. It is able to set up magnetic wavelengths which reach out into time and space and attract the very things that are desired for fulfillment and growth. The cactus plant isolated in the desert must have moisture to live. In its desire for moisture, the plant sends its roots deep into the desert sand, causes it to attract any moisture that exists below the surface of the soil. Many a desert traveler dying of thirst has been saved because he knew that the cactus plant had a reservoir of life-giving moisture within its leaves, and by cutting leaves open and drinking, he lived. Your emotions, working through the master key desire, can set up wavelengths of magnetism to attract to you all the elements you require for a healthy, happy, successful life. Let us learn more about this master key, which all the great teachers and prophets have used since the time immemorial to produce their great miracles. The reason why such great teachers as Moses, Buddha, Confucius, and Christ were called masters is because they had completely mastered life by knowing of and controlling this master key emotion of desire. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Also, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. This is why in my teachings of metaphysics I have named desire the divine emotion. It is the master key that helps us work the miracles which the master promised we could also do. And greater works than these shall ye do. If you believe this statement literally, then you are on the way to performing miracles in your own life which will astound you. What things do you desire? Before you can ask the miracle-working power that dwells within your divine mind for some specific thing, you must be able to formulate your desires into language that is definite and clear-cut. Someone has said, metaphysics is the language of the soul. In any form of communication, there must be words that set up patterns of action and reaction. To reach the higher mind within your divine mind for some specific thing, you must be able to formulate your desires into language that is definite and be shown how to make out a blueprint of destiny, which can help you consolidate and concentrate these desires through your emotions. 1. Desire for a better life. 2. Desire for good health, youth, and vitality. 3. Desire for success, fulfillment, and riches. 4. Desire for happiness. 5. Desire for friends and social recognition. 6. Desire for love, marriage, children, a home. 7. Desire for cultural achievement. 8. Desire for the right work and creative expression. 9. Desire for spiritual and cosmic fulfillment. 10. Desire for high moral and idealistic aspirations. A truly balanced and perfect life should contain all of the above 10 desires, fully expressed in all departments of your life. It is when one or more of these elements is missing that one feels a sense of incompletion and unhappiness in his life. Emotions, the building blocks of desire. Before we begin to use the master key of desire to shape your future destiny, let us study the basic emotions, the building blocks which desire uses for creating your future. There are positive emotions and negative ones. The positive emotions can be used to charge your mind and body with dynamic energy and help you overcome the negative forces in life that are constantly opposing the positive ones. Positive emotions, faith, love, hope, expectation, enthusiasm, anticipation, self-confidence, charity, goodness, unselfishness. Negative emotions, hate, fear, worry, jealousy, envy, revenge, resentment, despair, avariciousness, discouragement. How to use positive emotions to charge your mind constructively. You can use the 10 positive emotions to charge your mind with dynamic energy and to instill within your body cells the life force which will keep you healthy, vital, and youthful into an advanced old age. In fact, through this metaphysical method of implementing the master key of desire with the positive and constructive emotions, you can learn how to live to a useful, creative, and energetic old age of 100 years or more. Some of the masters of the Himalayas who have learned this great secret have been known to live to be as much as 200 years of age. With our modern scientific study of geriatrics, which has to do with the processes of aging, it has been found that if we could entirely remove the poisons and fatigue acids caused by the negative emotions and insulate the mind and body only with positive emotions, man could live to an incredible old age. The body has the ability to repair itself perfectly, but it must use chemicals and elements which flow from the glands or which we take into the body through the foods we eat. Our thoughts and emotions help set the stage, chemically speaking, for the glands to release valuable chemicals for the body's perfect functioning. If the emotions are negative, they poison the body cells and make possible disease and the aging process. How to achieve a better life? First, let us take each of the magic keys of desire and use them to open channels for the fulfillment of that which you desire. Everyone has a right to the best that life has to offer. However, there is no guarantee that you will receive this until and unless you first will yourself to believe that a better life is possible. This will require the use of several positive emotions. Let us check our list of positive emotions now and choose those which will help stimulate the brain and body and release the energy and magnetism necessary to lead you to a better life. The better life includes security, peace of mind, and fulfillment of your innermost dreams and desires. The first emotion you should tap is that of faith, number one on our list of positive emotions. Faith is literally a miracle worker. The Master Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall ye do also, and greater works than these shall ye do." John 14:12. This is a powerful statement of faith. If you literally believe in the miracle working power of your higher divine mind, nothing shall be impossible for you to achieve. You might think that this is limited, but actually it is not. You might say, "But if I wanted to become president of the United States or have $10 million, it would be impossible." Actually, you do not really believe it is possible, therefore you do not have faith. The dynamic law of expectation. This brings us to another important emotion for achieving the better life that you desire. This is our fourth emotion on our list, expectation. Do you really expect a better life in the future? Or do you constantly spend time and energy on bewailing the past and regretting the mistakes you made in the past? One man I knew in California lost his chance to become wealthy in the early days by practically giving away his property on Wilshire Boulevard. After the Second World War, this property sold for millions. He kept regretting this mistake and talking about it constantly. One day I told him to begin concentrating on the future and to expect his good fortune. He began to change his mental attitude, and soon he found some undeveloped land in San Fernando Valley, where he began a housing development that made him a vast fortune. The same mental energy he was dissipating with negative emotions when converted into positive emotions made him rich. What other positive emotions on this list might be tapped to bring one a better life? Enthusiasm is a needed ingredient in any success. Self-confidence must exist within the mind of any person who wishes to succeed in any venture. There must be the emotions of goodness, the desire to do good for others, and to be good. There is a chemical force within the brain and body that is positive and dynamic. There should be unselfishness, a desire to share your good with others. It can be seen now that all these emotions help implement the master key of desire and direct the mental and physical energies in the direction of bettering your life. A desire for good health, youth, and vitality. There is no greater treasure in the world than good health. The body is prejudiced in favor of life and health. When we become sick, it is because the emotional and chemical balance of the body has been upset and thrown out of balance. When God created the human body, He meant for it to function perfectly and to repair itself through the chemicals released by the glands or taken into the body through the diet. The glands are triggered by your emotions, and if you should become sick, you can help the divine mind within in the healing process by learning how to maintain the correct mental and emotional balance that is conducive to healing. This does not mean that you should try to heal yourself, for in our age we must realize that doctors and drugs are still playing a very important part in the healing arts. However, even doctors know that very often the right mental and emotional attitude of the patient can bring about a healing when other things fail. The emotions that create sickness. It is now known in the science of psychosomatic medicine that diseases can be created by negative emotions. A woman who was a chronic worrier and had difficulties in her marriage developed violent attacks of hay fever and asthma. Nothing seemed to help her until it was brought out in an interview with the doctor that she worried constantly. This affected her marriage and led to further complications. When she was given the positive emotions of hope, self-confidence, unselfish love, and enthusiasm by which to live her life, she became a changed person. She soon overcame her tendency to worry. She became more spiritual in her approach to her marital problems, and in 6 months' time, her condition had improved so much that she was almost entirely free of symptoms and discomfort. Another instance that proves the destructive power of the emotions was that of a man who developed ulcers. They became so aggravated that he was advised to have an operation. Then a psychosomatic medical expert was called in, and he questioned the man while he was under a fluoroscope, an instrument like an X-ray machine, which permits the doctor to watch the patient's internal organs. As the doctor repeated a list of words such as house, sky, water, dog, etc., he finally came to the word mother-in-law, and the patient's stomach was observed to jump as if it had been shot. Then the doctor knew that this man was sick because of trouble with his mother-in-law. Questioning proved that this was indeed the trouble. The wife's mother lived in the house with the couple and interfered constantly in their marriage. When she was moved out, the patient had a miraculous healing. Fear, the great destroyer. One of the most destructive of all emotions is that of fear. Any prolonged state of fear that persists for months or years, you can set the stage for almost every type of disease known in the human catalog, from heart trouble and high blood pressure to arthritis and sugar diabetes. A woman walked under a tree one hot summer evening, and a tree frog dropped into the bosom of her dress. The shock of fear was so great that a few weeks later, she developed sugar diabetes. The negative emotion of hate is another one that destroys the body's glandular and chemical balance and causes sickness. Hatred, worry, jealousy, greed, and selfishness are all high on the list of those destructive negative emotions which destroy the body's health and produce every known type of ailment. To keep your body in good health and to have vitality and youthful energy until a ripe old age, use the following emotions on our positive list. Faith. Believe that your higher mind, which created you, knows how to sustain you and keep you in good health. Faith coupled with prayer is an unbeatable formula for achieving miraculous results in healing or in keeping the body normally healthy. Most of the authenticated cases of true spiritual healing, called by many miracles, were found to be due to the spiritual combination of faith and prayer. The Master Jesus knew this profound metaphysical secret, and in his revelations he constantly referred to the need of faith combined with prayer. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Mark 11:24. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. James 5:15. The positive emotion of hope is also a valuable aid for keeping the body healthy. This, coupled with expectation, anticipation, and love, furnishes an emotional background for healing in the body, which is truly miraculous. New life through positive emotions. A man was in a deep coma, and the doctors had given him up for dead. He had a combination of disorders, including a diseased heart, high blood pressure, and ulcers. Finally, one of the doctors who attended him decided to try an experiment. In a rational moment, when the man rallied briefly from his coma, this doctor said to the patient, "Your 10-year-old son needs you desperately. If you die, how will he ever be able to get through college and get an education? You want him to have a better life than you did. You must live for your son's sake, at least until you have sent him through college." The doctor who reported this case says that the man went back into the coma, but it turned into a deep sleep from which he awakened in a few hours' time. The man became healed and lived for some years after. When his son graduated from college, the man became ill again and in a few months' time died. Many people who retire at 60 or 65 years of age, who feel that their usefulness is ended, often die in from 3 to 5 years from their retirement. The emotional anticipation and eagerness to see what tomorrow will bring is a powerful glandular stimulus and keeps people alive for many years. Old people especially should be made to feel that they are wanted and needed. It gives them that reason for living, which every person requires to keep him going. The miracle power of love. One of the greatest positive emotions for maintaining good health, or even for healing the body, is that of love. This is the emotion that makes the world go round, and it helps release magnetism, electricity, and healing power in every cell of the brain and body. In cases where people are unhappy and frustrated in love, it has been observed that they develop every known type of ailment, such as the negative emotion of hatred seems to create all kinds of ailments. So too, an absence of the positive emotion of love can cause the body to literally shrivel up and die. Love as an emotion can be made to work its miracle for you in many other forms than romantic love or marriage. Daily express your love of friends and neighbors by doing little acts that show how much you care. There is love of family, love of country, love of humanity, and love of God. All these are miracle working forces that can radically affect your life and change it for the better. This one emotion of love alone can keep you alive and healthy to a very advanced age. Desire for success, fulfillment, and riches. What emotional reservoirs shall one tap with the brain and body for achieving the third desire on our list? Now that you have seen how we can couple our desires with our emotions to release the miracle working power of the higher mind, you could work to couple these emotions with any of the desires that you may have and begin to see the results that you can achieve immediately. This should be an exercise that you perform every day. In fact, you can start your day's activities by choosing some outstanding emotion that will be your golden key for that day. On Monday, you might choose the positive emotion number 1, faith, and all day continue to hold that emotion in your consciousness. On Tuesday, you might choose emotion number 2, love, and let that be the golden key to dynamic action for your day. You can do this with each day of the week, and even couple 2 emotions for some days until you become so expert at releasing the flow of miracle-working power that every situation in life will be motivated by compelling and dynamic energy motivators. Your desire for success, fulfillment, and riches can be motivated by the following positive emotions: enthusiasm, self-confidence, anticipation, hope, and faith. However, many people have achieved fame and fortune and greatness through the emotion of love. This is one of the most dynamic motivators of all, and we shall study further in the miracle working power of this divine emotion in other sections of our study. Desire for happiness. Happiness is a state of mind more than anything else. It depends to a great extent on the emotions that are indulged habitually. Some people are happy in almost any environment or under very trying circumstances, whereas others may have a fortune, beauty, popularity, and everything to live for and still be miserable. One remembers such movie stars as Marilyn Monroe and Carol Landis, and several millionaires who committed suicide in the past. Their problems were based on personal failure, not lack of money, popularity, or success. In a study of the emotions which change the mind with complete happiness, we find that all 10 given on our list of positive emotions are important. If you will study these carefully, you will see that each emotion tends to give something of its quality to the mind, which harbors it. And soon, when you have practiced these positive emotions, your mental attitude will be colored by them, just as if you wore a pair of mental rose-colored glasses. Desire for friends and social recognition. No person can live his life isolated from other people. You must be able to indulge the social reciprocity that brings other people into your life, and this can be done by bringing into play the following emotions: love, enthusiasm, anticipation, charity, good, and unselfishness. We shall have much more to learn about this desire for friends in other sections, but you can begin immediately in this important department of your life to do something about ending loneliness and personal unhappiness and building the magnetic aura in your personality that will attract friends into your orbit of activities and give you the feeling that you are loved and desired by others. Desire for love, marriage, children, a home. This basic desire for love, marriage, and children is one of nature's most compelling emotions. Without love, life is a tomb, Browning said. This is great truth. It was the magic healing power of love that awakened in Elizabeth Barrett Browning, which made her fall in love with the great poet and marry him when she had been ill and bedridden for many years. Through love, she suddenly became healed and bore him a child in her early 40s. The emotions which engender love and which you should indulge if you are searching for fulfillment in this department of your life are faith, hope, enthusiasm, anticipation, charity, goodness, and a great deal of unselfishness. True love is one of the most unselfish of all emotions and will not thrive in any atmosphere of selfishness. Desire for cultural achievement. Man shall not live by bread alone. We are told in the Bible, you will need balance in your life to counteract work and the pursuit of fame and fortune. What shall a rich man do when he has achieved a vast fortune? The great men of history have always used their wealth to advance the causes of culture and learning. Carnegie endowed libraries. Mellon founded an art gallery. Rockefeller bestowed his millions on the Rockefeller Foundation. Nobel left his fortune in trust to be given out in the famous Nobel Peace Prizes and for the recognition of the great authors. Henry Ford left his heritage in the Ford Foundation, and Guggenheim endows many worthy causes through the Guggenheim Foundation. The positive emotions which should be indulged for cultural achievement are love of humanity, charity, faith, enthusiasm, goodness, and unselfishness. Desire for the right work and creative expression. As work is a most important ingredient of any person's life, it is vital that each of us be in the right work and possess the right motivation, which will make work less a burden than a pleasure. As we should never literally retire, but always have some activity which engages our time and attention throughout life. It is important that the correct emotions motivate this vital department of life. The emotions of love, hope, expectation, anticipation, self-confidence, charity, goodness, and unselfishness should all be indulged daily in relation to our right work and creative expression. Desire for spiritual and cosmic fulfillment. To balance work and play, one needs spiritual and cosmic fulfillment. The emotions of love, faith, hope, charity, good, and unselfishness should be indulged daily. To this should be added the spiritual communication, what we call prayer in religion, which should be a part of our daily lives. Talking to the God power within can be done, not only in the morning and at night, but many times during the day when one feels a need of communication with a higher power. Little short prayers such as "Thank you, God," when you have an unusually happy experience or when you see a bright blue sky and sunshine or flowers blooming in your garden. These little prayers keep one in touch with the spiritual source of all life and power and propel us in the direction of peace, health, and happiness. Desire for high moral and idealistic aspirations. This desire is the civilizing emotion which causes people to rise from the plane of animalism to that of divinity. Man's war-making propensity is a leftover of the barbarism and savagery of primitive times. Only when man is infused with high moral and idealistic aspirations does he rise in the scale of evolution from animalism to the realm of dignity and divinity. The Ten Commandments are moral laws upon which civilization has been built. The Golden Rule is another great spiritual revelation for man's higher moral conduct. The emotions which trigger this desire are faith, love, hope, charity, good, and unselfishness. Daily regime for emotional control. It must be remembered that the emotions have been given to mankind for a definite purpose, for our enjoyment, and also to trigger the chemistry within the body that can motivate us in any chosen direction. The negative emotions should be avoided as much as possible, and the positive emotions should be implemented and exercised every day. Following are some of the pointers which you should follow for daily emotional control. 1. When you awaken in the morning, two emotions should instantly be activated: the emotion of enthusiasm and expectation. You should look forward to your day's activities with joy and eagerness. If you awaken with a negative emotion such as fear or despair, instantly begin to work to awaken the emotions of enthusiasm and expectation by looking forward with eagerness to some special activity which you plan for that particular day. If that does not work, then think of something which you plan to do in the future, which will make today's work worthwhile, such as a trip to Hawaii or Europe, the buying of a new car, or a home of your own, a visit to a friend's or relative's home for a special event. This future projection of your desires will tend to animate you and cause you to face your day's activities with renewed zest. 2. When you meet some person in your day's work who represents one of the negative emotions such as anger, fear, or hatred, try transmuting the emotions to its opposite, positive one. See what you can find good in the person. Try sending out loving thoughts instead of hateful ones. See if you can't win him over as a friend instead of thinking of him as being an enemy. This art of transmutation will soon begin to color your life experiences with pleasant, positive emotions that will soon reflect in better health and a happier state of mind. 3. Use your emotions to raise the energy level of your body. Remember, the positive emotions trigger a flow of sugar from the liver, where it is stored, to your bloodstream. When you are preparing to do some strenuous work that will require a great deal of energy, think of the rewards you will receive from this work, or how it will help educate your son or daughter, or the ways in which it will benefit you in the future. And instantly this emotional charge will release amazing new power in your body, which will make the task easier and more pleasant. Example: a frail 98-pound woman was driving herself and her brother in one of the early Fords that weighed about 1,400 pounds. The car went out of control on a corner and ran into a ditch, where it overturned, pinning the brother underneath. There was no one to help them, and the frail 98-pound sister single-handedly lifted the car with her bare hands so her brother was able to get out from under its crushing weight. This miracle of a superabundance of energy can be attributed to the automatic functions of the higher mind, which somehow gave this woman the strength she needed for her task. She might never, under normal circumstances, be able to duplicate this feat, but in the emergency of the moment, some powerful chemical force was released within her body that gave her superhuman strength. 4. Carry cards in your pocket, which you can use for emotional charges for each day when you especially need them. During a period of depression over your finances and work, you might read on your card, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," and all the rest of the 23rd Psalm. The 91st Psalm is also good for this purpose. It can be used as a statement of faith or love that you make up or which you have read in some inspirational book. Throughout the day, you can use these little metaphysical energy boosters to keep your level of energy high and your spirits bright. 5. Each day, check on your negative emotions and see if perhaps they are killing your energy and producing headaches, colds, asthma, arthritis, or other disabling diseases. Are you actively hating someone or something? Hate is a crippling emotion. Do you resent or envy some person with whom you work? Resentment and envy are mild forms of hate. They release the chemicals in the bloodstream, which can poison the blood. Science now knows these chemical reactions to emotion can produce all kinds of ailments. Do you indulge fear and worry all day long? This is another emotional state that releases excess adrenaline and causes the heart and brain to become overstimulated, producing many ailments. 6. The body lives on food, air, and chemicals. You can change the body's chemistry by changing your thoughts from negative to positive. You can learn how to eat the right foods, which will give you good chemical balance. There are many wonderful books written by experts in this field, but what about your breathing? The breath helps purify your bloodstream and removes the toxins and waste that accumulate all day long. With the positive emotions that you indulge, be sure that you stop several times a day, go to an open window, and take deep, long breaths of fresh air. The lungs of most people are only partially developed because they are shallow breathers. Later in our study, we shall talk more about this important subject. God has placed in the air about you the most necessary ingredients for maintaining health and vitality. Summary. 1. The master key identified that opens miraculous doors to secrets of the universe. 2. Desire, the divine emotion as the life force within. 3. Cosmic power in the divine mind. 4. Miracle of healing through desire demonstrated. 5. The miracle power used by great teachers and prophets of history. 6. The 10 desires for your blueprint of destiny. 7. Emotions, the building blocks of desire. 8. The 10 positive emotions and the 10 negative emotions. 9. How to use emotions to change your mind and how to achieve a better life. 10. The dynamic law of expectation. 11. New life through positive emotions. 12. The miracle power of love. And 13. A daily regime for emotional control. So that is this wonderful chapter on desire by Anthony Norvell. The reason I like this so much is it's a very comprehensive discussion of emotions. And emotions are hard to talk about. They're words that we use. And when I say these words, you understand what they are. And they all play a role. And sometimes it's hard to differentiate these emotions, but they all play an important role. And in their differentiation, you get a greater understanding of their power, and you can sometimes do something about it. There is amazing ways that you can change your life by changing your emotions. Neville Goddard says the feeling is the secret, but it is much more than that. So this gives those 10 different desires and then breaks down what the positive and negative emotions are. And really, you understand the feeling of faith, or the feeling of love, or feeling of hope, or expectation. They all cue up a residual chemical thought in your mind that helps you to remember that feeling. So if you focus on these positive emotions on a regular basis, it will become easier for you to control your emotions. I get a lot of people that understand the teaching of the feeling is the secret, but then they say, Brian, I don't know how to create emotions or create feelings. This is how you do it. You start to break down your emotions because your emotions are the factor within your feelings. Start to break them down. Write them out. Go and write out all the positive emotions. Try to feel them. Focus on them. And by doing that, you create the recipes that you need to create the emotions that you want. Each of these emotions is very much like something that you would use to make a cake. When you make the cake, you need the flour, you need the sugar, you need all the ingredients before the cake can come due. And so the feeling is the secret. You have certain feelings that you must have before you can have the thing that you want. You will have to have faith. You'll have to have love. You'll have to have expectation and confidence and unselfishness. All of these things will fit into each thing that you want. So if you go back and look at the different desires, those desires will give you the optimal life that you need. I know you want a better life, but you want more than that. You want to have a better life in every way, shape, and form. You want good health, you want success, happiness, friends, love and marriage, cultural achievement, right work, and spiritual and cosmic fulfillment, and high moral and idealistic aspirations. Each of those 10 things will be the key. And so I like Anthony Norvell's discussion of this. He always does a great job of breaking stuff down in a certain way. And I'll definitely be returning to Anthony Norvell. I'd love to get your feelings and ideas and suggestions on how to discuss emotions. What is your favorite positive emotion? What do you focus on? And what works for you? How do you create emotions? And what desires do you have? Do your desires fit within this? I'd love to get an idea of how you work with these particular emotions. It would certainly help me to utilize this stuff better. But in any case, I love you all so very much. Sending thoughts of happiness and joy to every one of you. And welcome to the Reality Revolution.